listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here. Pro Football Focus has put out its Week 2 fantasy football quarterback rankings. They got Kyler Murray number one.
Tyrod two.
They have Pat Mahomes two, Josh Allen, Russell Wilson, Tom Brady, Dak Prescott, Justin Herbert, Jalen Hurts, Lamar Jackson. I would put Aaron Rodgers way up on this list. He is going to come out and kick it. Detroit's defense sucks.
Yeah. And they just lost Jeffrey Okuda to an Achilles tear. They lost one of their starting corners.
He hasn't been playing good, but I mean,
he's just in his second year.
Yeah. Tyrod Taylor doesn't show up until after Zach Wilson and Daniel Jones.
Where does your guy Kirk Cousins fit in?
Kirk Cousins.
That's a little passive aggressive thing you can do you can throw us like, where does your guy Kirk Cousins go? And seeing that what I did, I put Kirk Cousins on you.
Yeah.
Like you're a Kirk Cousins
Kirk
guy.
Kirk Cousins comes right after Baker Mayfield.
Which is number?
And Joe Burrow. And they don't have it in numbers. So he's about 15th.
Middle of the pack. I think Kirk Cousins could end up having a good game this week. It's one of the things I'm going to talk to RJ about, if he asks me at least. I've got some notes on some games because they, I think because they can run the ball a little bit, but you have to respect their passing game, it'll be a little different. I'll talk about it with RJ Belt at if he asks me that game at least at 9:30.
You like Kirk Cousins Arizona's defense?
I think they may pass it. I mean, I think they may have some success.
So you really like Arizona against the run? What about Dalvin Cook then?
Well, that's just it. Because they can run pass, it opens up. You can't with Ryan Tannehill, this is the Tannehill problem. If you don't respect him, load up on Derrick Henry.
Yeah.
And I think that's what they did last week when I was watching. And then they don't respect Ryan Tannehill. You kind of have to against Thielen and Jefferson, you have to show a little bit more respect to that. And I think that could open up Dalvin Cook. But if you don't want Dalvin Cook to go off on you, you may say beat us, Kirk Cousins. If that's the case, there are some matchups where he can be a little more successful as a passer. So I think that could be a little interesting game. Everyone may be just fawning over themselves for Arizona after last week. But this one might be a little trickier game. The point spread's only 4.5, 5.5, which after last week, yeah, it's only 4.5. I'll bet you the general public, you know, that seems like a reasonable number for Arizona to be laying after winning by 25 on the road. My initial inclination is, wow, Arizona should be -6 because, I mean, Minnesota, but I like it to go over. That's what I like.
I think 51 is the number there.
Look at these corners. I mean, where's the starting cornerbacks? Rashad Breeland, Mackenzie Alexander, Patrick Peterson, who only played, he's number 7. Patrick Peterson did not have a good rating from Pro Football Focus, for what it's worth on the grades. But yeah, some interesting matchups. You think the Texans can really, like, do you think they can throw the ball against Cleveland? You think Tyrod can throw it? I mean, that's how they ran the ball. They did run the ball pretty well when you look at the total rushing yards. I mean,
well,
in terms of
40 of it was and 20 and a big 29 yard run by Tyrod Taylor was meaningless.
But as Sage pointed out, though, a lot of their running was fourth quarter when they were facing loaded up fronts too, made it a little tougher. So I think they'll run out of more standard 3 wide receiver sets, try to get some of the stuff out of the box, see if they can run that way. I was looking at their pace was faster than I expected. Their average pace,
yeah,
like play call from a play call standpoint, Houston played faster. Their play calling was faster.
And you know what? I think that's a credit to the coaching staff too, that they were able to play fast with as many new faces and, you know, new quarterback and a bunch of new guys on the field. I think that's a credit to the coaching staff. That they were able to get that done and pretty cleanly too.
Right.
The Raiders have been around and been together, and they look like it was ridiculous. Of course, Leatherwood, but it was ridiculous how unorganized they looked at times. And I got to give big ups to the coaching staff for how organized and how professional the Texans looked. It was pretty damn good. I don't know if it's going to be this. And again, I mean, you feel pretty damn comfortable against that team as opposed to what you're going to feel. It was at home, too, and it was actually Texans fans that were there as opposed to the opposing team's fans that dominated the stadium,
right?
Like it probably will later in the season.
Yeah.
And now they're going to have to do that on the road in Cleveland, which is a very loud place to play.
One thing you have maybe going for you is Cleveland maybe let down a little bit after what happened.
Oh, I don't think so. I think that their fans should be – I think their fans will be enthusiastic about the way they
played. Not the fans, the players. Well, the team – because they're just playing the Texans. They just came off a game that they felt like they should have won. Now they're playing the Texans. I could see them coming out a little flat.
Well, I can see them coming out and going, we got to kick this team's ass because we need a win.
They might, but they also may think we'll just sleepwalk to a win here.
Well, yeah, we know we can play with the Chiefs. This is the Texans. Of course, when they're watched tape this week of the Texans, it's probably going to wake them up a little bit. If the Texans look like crap last week, it'd be a different story. I think the Texans are going to wake some people up. Hey, you know, if I'm that coaching staff, if I'm Stefanski, this is a game that the Browns don't lose.
What was I gonna? Let's see. Oh man, I had a point to make on the. But Monty Jones had a comment after. You know, he's nationally works at ESPN. But Monty said, and he meant this too, with a straight face on Twitter. He said, with a straight Twitter face. He said, I don't know if y'all still believe in moral victories, but Cleveland should definitely be happy with this moral victory. I kind of agree.
I agree.
To me, this is about a war and not a battle. In the grand scheme of things, you proved that you could not only play with Kansas City, you could play Kansas City in Kansas City. If your punter doesn't screw that up, that mishandled snap, I think you may win that game. And just knowing you can do that in the grand scheme of things, their long-term goals are to compete for an AFC title. And if that's the case, then I think they prove something. I mean, I know it's a loss, but if the Ravens aren't going to be as good, if the Bengals got a win, the Ravens lost, the Steelers got a good win, like, you know, Cleveland is 0-1. Even if they beat Houston, you're right. They've got to win.
They got to win.
I don't think Cincinnati will be there long term. And you are glad that the Ravens lost, but the Steelers to go and steal one at Buffalo. That's not one you had circled for being a loss for the Steelers in your division. I mean,
win. Yeah, right.
Yeah, you thought okay, Steelers will lose this one. We'll lose this one to Kansas City.
Who
if
had
you're
the
realistic.
Steelers beating the Bills in Buffalo in week one?
I didn't.
You had to be a genius to see that coming.
Well, but they did need help from their special teams and defense, but they got it. That's how you win sometimes.
Yeah.
And that's how they won. And listen, they made Buffalo look very average. Boy, their defense looked good. Steelers really gave Josh – they came out and really schemed up. That's also an example of when you have all year and you know who your first opponent is going to be, you can put some special business on that first opponent that you won't be able to do week in and week out.
No,
so keep that in mind, too.
Absolutely. I like Cleveland. That 12 is a tough number in the NFL. 12 is a tough number in the NFL. Holy crap. That's a lot of points to give, especially against a team that looked as, I do not have leftover pizza, in the fridge, Jackie. So, okay. I just think that Tim Kelly did a hell of a job and has been doing a hell of a job the last couple of years. And I think the Texans look pretty damn good, okay? So I can be excited about my team, Jackie. I don't have to be negative and bald like you, okay? So there's that. So yeah.
Negative and bald?
Yeah, that's right.
Some of that, Jackie. Sounded like an unnecessary shot.
Yeah. What? He's negative. Don't you?
The negative part seemed, you know, realistic. Although he's always professor positive about the Astros. He's negative Nelly about our Texans.
Yeah.
Oh, so stay consistent, okay? Yeah.
Suck it, Jackie. So anyway, 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. There was some good sound from Coach Cully on the sideline. Did you get that, Aaron? Did you have you seen that? Coach Cully walked over to Mark Ingram on the sideline and had some good sound. We'll play it on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Right now, though, we are talking about my bookie. We were just talking about the lines right here. We were just talking about the lines and what side am I on? I'm on this site like a lot, okay? I'm trying to find an edge. You find an edge. Find what game you like. You love football. You know football. You want to bet football. You go to mybookie.ag, promo code BET975, and your initial deposit, or your deposit if you're already a client of MyBookie, or if you used to be a client and you quit, then you can get back on, and they're gonna match your initial deposit. It used to be just first timers; they match their deposit. Now, everybody, doesn't matter if you're on there, you're not on there, we're on there, whatever the case may be. Now everybody gets their deposit matched. So if you're looking for a great way to play and double your betting capacity up to $1,000, mybookie.ag, promo code BET975. Great place to play. All the lines you can possibly in-game live betting, everything you can want, watching football, college, pro, and everything else. Mybookie.ag, promo code BET975.
Why don't we take a break?
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
97.5.
Hey, guys. So I want to make sure that you understand that TGS Insurance, they are not an insurance company. TGS Insurance, what they do is they aggregate A-rated insurance companies, and they give you a variety to choose from. That's like going into the Galleria of homeowners insurances, where they've got so many to choose from. They're A-rated companies. But all you have to do is text the word money to 232323. They get your address, and then they do the shopping for you. And within 15 seconds, you're going to have a firm quote on your homeowner's insurance. And this is the great thing, is you can really get a good idea of if you're overpaying, substantially overpaying, which in the case of many people, they find out they have been doing for several years. Their average savings is close to $900, and it's not unusual to see a savings in the $1,000-plus range for people who are getting annual homeowner's insurance. So make sure that you give yourself a chance to get A-rated insurance while putting more of your money back in your pocket with my friends over at TGS Insurance. Text the word money to 232323.
The Kings are on the air. This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
I don't know why, but Tyrod Taylor did not win AFC Offensive Player of the Week. That went to Pat Mahomes, whatever. Patrick Mahomes, whatevs. Chandler Jones was the NFC Defensive Player of the Week.
That'll happen with five sacks.
Five sacks. He's on pace for 85 sacks this year. I'm going to go under the 85 sacks, but he's on pace. Matthew Stafford was the NFC Player of the Week, Offensive Player of the Week. And Max Crosby was the AFC, Defensive Player of the Week. He was a beast. He was a beast Monday night.
Mm-hmm.
Holy crap. He was something special. We're working on, do you have that sound? Do you have it? Okay, so here's, you know what? And I'm going to say it again. I'm going to root for Coach Cully. I know we call him Bo Cully because we think he's just a placeholder till the Texans get good, and then they're going to have to get rid of him because his record is going to be crap. He said he's 3-1 now as a coach because he won two preseason games, but they don't count those coaches.
Wait, is he counting?
He said I was 2-1 before this game, so because he counts those games.
Oh, okay,
but. Not really.
Coach. Hey, I would too if I were David Cully.
So Mark Ingram is sitting on the sidelines, and Coach Cully walks over to him and says this.
Your presence on this football team and what you mean?
Yes, sir.
Very important. It ain't just about yards. Yes, sir. It's about having you here.
Yes, sir.
You got me?
Yeah, I love you, Coach.
You know, you've heard David Cully talk about Mark Ingram before, saying Mark Ingram is an extension of himself,
yeah.
David Cully. Like, David Cully loves Mark Ingram, and he's said it in the past. he's spoken in unbelievably glowing terms about how this is the guy they want to have in the building.
That kind of thing. I mean, in the middle of a game, you know, I don't know if Ingram just scored or what. I don't know what the situation was. Maybe Ingram didn't do something great. I don't know. Ingram seemed upbeat, so he was probably maybe just scored that touchdown. Whatever the case may be, for a coach to walk over and say that, I just don't see Bill O'Brien ever doing something like that. I don't know. I don't know. Maybe he did. I don't know. I do see him getting it. Listen, when Malik Collins came off the field after his second roughing the passer, David Culley was in his face, but in a good way, talking him up, as opposed to, you know, grabbing his face mask and screaming him down. This is the kind of guy, and I think it's time after time after time, this is the kind of guy that you can root for.
Do you like Bo Porter?
I didn't know Bo Porter nearly as well as I see David Culley. I couldn't tell.
You couldn't see games on TV.
Well, right.
That was a problem.
I didn't.
And you weren't really going out to games.
No.
But so Charlie,
I don't know his relationship with the players.
Charlie and I did the show together for that year, and we would go out to the Astros when they were home every, I think, Tuesday. And so we would interview Bo Porter, and I liked Bo Porter. You know, I did. I thought I liked him as a person. I thought he was very, very likable. It didn't matter because they weren't good enough. And I don't know that. I know Bo Porter had a lot to do with some of the success of the Skeeters in the Independent League in terms of finding players and things like that. But David Culley is also a likable guy. I don't think that, I think results will matter for him. But I do think more than, like, when you have these likable, nice guys, that's great. But ultimately, when you're in a rebuild situation, it is going to, how guys play for you will matter. And then Bo Porter had no chance. I mean, there's just no talent. David Culley in football, it's way different because you got first-round picks every year that can make a difference. They're going to get multiple first-round picks for Deshaun Watson at some point. I've been thinking David Culley is 2, maybe 3 years, but I think that they'll roll with David. I think David Culley, and I had an NFL person tell me this, they believe that one of the reasons David Culley was picked as a head coach is because Nick Caserio could really have even more power and could be out there on the field doing his little coaching thing all that stuff.
Right.
But that's why I think if the Texans play hard for David Culley and he has a personality that I think is not going to sour people in the locker room on him at all, I think he could stick around even if this is a 4-win year this year and it's a 7-win or a 6-win year the next year. Yeah, maybe he's gone in 3 years. If they have a losing record for 3 straight years, he probably is gone. But I don't think it's a lock that Culley's out of here after 2 years and they've already decided that even if they start having success, they're going to go to a different coach. I think if they get to the 500 mark by Caserio's second year, like next year, well, 500. Let's say they finished 8-9 next year. Let's say they saw a +4 game jump. I think the Texans are going to view that as he's a cheap coach. He's a positive influence. He's friendly with Jack and the owner, and he's easy.
He's easy
for the general manager to be able
likeable.
Yeah,
I mean, honestly, I think the fan base turned away from this Texans team in large part because of the unlikability, and in large part that was Bill O'Brien.
But that's only half
the head.
That's only half. The other half is they stink. Who wants to go watch?
Yeah. Right. So, but, I mean, I view this organization differently now in that there's a much, much more higher likability factor. Mm-hmm. And I know other people do too. Bill O'Brien turned almost everyone I know off to this team. Mm-hmm. Turn them off.
We said it a couple weeks ago. He's Ted Lasso. He's the real-life version of Ted Lasso.
He really is. David Culley.
That's
really
something is. Ted Lasso would do on the sideline. Yeah. Hey, man, I really appreciate the leadership you got in this locker room.
Everything you do is very important to me.
Coach, you're supposed to be coaching the game right now. Yeah but I got to tell you, I appreciate you as a
person.
See
you around like a donut.
Yeah, but Ted would tell that to people who are on the opposing team. That's how Ted Lasso was. Hey, don't let these fans bother you. I appreciate your skill set.
You don't know that David Culley doesn't do that.
He might.
He probably will.
Probably does. David Lasso is so perfect.
One in a million chance they go in and they beat Cleveland. Do you think he's not going to walk up to Baker Mayfield and go, you know what, you're a great quarterback. Don't let any of these fans get you down. You're going to get that big contract.
100%.
Young fella.
100% he would.
100%. All right, let's get Keith in here quickly before we get RJ on the other side. What do you say, Keith?
Good morning, gentlemen. I wanted to briefly comment on the Peyton Eli Monday night telecast, and I wanted your thoughts on it because I wasn't able to listen yesterday. I don't know what you guys thought, but I had completely forgot about it until the second half. And so I turned it on. Overall, I liked it. It got a little disjointed at times when Travis Kelce was on there and they were all three talking at once sometimes. But what I like, of course, you know, Peyton and Eli are always going to bring humor, but Peyton wasn't trying to be politically correct, man. He was just being honest. I mean, he mentioned how he cussed out an official one time as he was unhappy. You know, when Gruden made a call he didn't like, he said, that's a bad call. And you know, on certain plays, if a player didn't do something exactly right, he would point it out. But overall, I liked it. So I wanted to get your thoughts real quickly, and will you watch again? Watch the telecast.
Watch it at all, and I saw it beforehand, and I just thought, I watched the regular. I wish I had.
I forgot about it. I'll watch it the next time.
I will watch
it. I saw
it
some
week.
Clips from it. And the one other thing, I always love Peyton Manning's, you know, the thing Kobe Bryant created, the spotlight, where Kobe would break down certain things basketball wise. Peyton Manning would break down different football stuff. I think, Peyton's entertaining, has a good sense of humor. And they bring in some star pay. I will watch the next time around because, honestly, I'm not a huge fan of the Monday
Night
Crew.
It's on ESPN2? Is that what it is?
Yeah.
ESPN2. Yeah. It'll be because games are back on ABC. They were just on ESPN for years. Now they're back on ABC. Mm-hmm. It'll be interesting to see if they can get the ratings back with ABC as opposed to just ESPN. But it'll be interesting to see if ESPN2 doesn't at some point pass ESPN. Mm-hmm. For ratings because of this Peyton Manning thing.
Oh, boy, that'd be a huge upset.
Huge.
If it did that, that's pretty telling. SimpleSeats.com, that's pretty telling as well because when you go, and I can, one of these days, I'm just going to pull up a side-by-side comparison. I need to get it ready for you, but I'll give you an example. Right now, if you were looking at the Astros, this is the place to get your local seats. The Texans, the Astros, they've got Cougars. University of Texas is coming soon. Texas A&M. You can go get tickets at the Dynamo. You can find tickets online. And here's the great thing. The guy who created this used to work for the Astros. He was on the business side. He saw a better way to do the ticketing situation. And it's really great because they have no fees. There are no fees attached to this at all. Whatever the price is, that's the price you pay. So you can compare them to the sneaky fees with the other guys who a lot of times are going to put 30% extra fees on there at checkout. And every single time you do the comparison, you're going to see that SimpleSeats.com is giving you a better price. You can pick your individual seat if you like, or you can just do zone seating, a certain zone of the stadium, and it will save you even more money. SimpleSeats.com. This is the new site that you guys need to be looking at for your ticketing needs. SimpleSeats.com.
ESPN.
97.5. Time for me to talk about HRP. HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net. You, my friends, if you're not completely satisfied with your payroll company, then you should use ours because ours is the best. We love our payroll company, and you will love our payroll company too. And don't be lured away by all of these other payroll companies that say, well, we do it cheaper, when in fact they are charging you more for your benefits packages. HRP says we're not in the benefits game. We're in the HR game. We're in the payroll game. So we will give you options on all that other stuff, the 401ks and the insurance and everything else that you need for your business and for your employees. They are in the payroll business, and they are going to do your payroll perfectly like they do ours. We just got our paychecks, as a matter of fact. It has been perfect every single time since we got them. And you ask Laura Beavers, our financial director here, and she will tell you how wonderful it is working with HRP. Give her a call up here at the station or just call there. 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
The conversation continues on the bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. RJ Bell, pregame.com, making a stop once again here on the show. RJ, welcome back. What's going on? Is RJ there? He's not there. Oh, unfortunately.
Once upon a time, we just
lost
him.
I know. We just lost him, though.
We'll get him again.
We're going to get him back here.
You got Thursday night game, by the way, is going tomorrow, New York at Washington. What a humdinger is what.
Well, the, you got to get rid of the Texans the week after.
Yeah, this is good. This is some good stuff. Washington and the Giants.
You can still make money on Washington.
Heineke versus Daniel Jones. Oh, no. They still play the national anthem before every game.
Yeah.
As my old friend, an old bookie here in town, Jackie P, used to say, they play the trumpet every day. Like the trumpet being at the, you know, meaning there's always action every day. RJ Bell joins us right now from pregame.com. There's always action. Look, RJ, the Giants and Washington Redskins, or Washington football team. Oh, look, on this website, they have Redskins right there.
Oh, no, don't put Redskins.
They're in big trouble.
I immediately think under on that game.
Well, okay, so RJ, where's the action going right now in that Thursday night game? New York and Washington. You have a new quarterback in there. How much is Fitzpatrick worth to a line, do you think, to the point spread in this one?
Yeah, that's a fascinating question. What I can tell you for sure is it's a downgrade away from Fitzpatrick, so Heineke being a downgrade. Now, it's my feeling that downgrade is bigger over the course of a big chunk of games. 6 games, 10 games, or even a season, than it is in any given game. Because what we know about Heineke is he has the ability, he's probably a higher variance than Fitzpatrick, though Fitzpatrick's pretty high variance. That's always been the thing with him. He can have a monster day, he can have a horrible day. Heineke feels about the same in that regard, but the idea of him sustaining even his health over a longer season, a big question mark. And whatever you want to say about Fitzpatrick, historically, injury hasn't been his issue. What we know is the total in this game has gone down, and it's moved away from Washington a little bit. Now, keep in mind, the Giants looked horrible in week one. They were dominated at home, and thus you can't know for sure what's causing the line move. Some of it can be, hey, it's against Heineke. Some of it could be, hey, the Giants didn't look so good. Again, so in that case, Giants not looking good means you bet Washington. Well, if you want to bet against Heineke, you're going to bet the Giants. The way those are counteracting each other, it's hard to know for sure.
Yeah. Well, Washington has one of the best defenses in the league against a Giants offense that just didn't look very good. And then you got Heineke down to 40.5, AJ, on that under-over.
Well, it went from 42.5 to 4. I'm looking at the line move history on your site, pregame. This is awesome. In pregame.com, you can check out all the line moves, the money line moves, so you can get a sense of where the action's going. You think early action in a week is sharp action?
Yeah, it's certainly sharp. The question is it what they call a head fake or dummying up the game? Because this is what they'll do. So let's say on Sunday night, there's 3 or 4 books open. Let's say they're taking, and it can vary. Let's say they're taking, you know, multiple thousands of dollars, but not 10,000. Okay, so a big bettor, like historically Billy Walters, and this is historical, and we'll say allegedly, though he was on 60 Minutes years ago talking about this at length, is they may, you know, syndicate types may say, okay, the public's probably going to lean one way. Some of the sharps we know, and again, these are the sharpest of the sharps, so some of the lesser sharps are looking one way. Let's bet that way. So now the momentum starts. So they might bet $5,000 in 3 spots. So 15,000, let's say. Let's just say -4. The line runs up to 5.5. Now, come Thursday, when the limits jump Monday morning, and the limits jump Thursday morning, and the limits jump game day. So let's say that Thursday morning's good enough, and now the whole world's opened up. So it's not just a handful of books Sunday night, but it's the whole world, and they're all taking big limits. Don't forget, come game day, if you wanted to get off $1 million on an NFL side in Vegas, you'd have no problem. even something like the NBA, the most you probably can get off at a decent number. Now, if you're willing to bet the number no matter what, well, you're not a pro, but let's say you're trying to get that first number or the second number, you might be able to get 50K on the NBA. So you're looking at 20 times that much. Now, for most people, it doesn't matter. But for the guys betting $100,000, $200,000 a game, they want to, you know, get off at the right number. Thus, on Thursday, in this hypothetical, the line's 5.5, and lo and behold, they bet 10 times as much. So instead of $15,000, $150,000 on the dog plus 5, and you know what? They actually have a profitable middle. So even the $15,000 that you could say, well, that's the cost to move the line, they actually, at minus 3.5 and plus 5, is positive expected value. So in general, yes, the sharps are betting early, but some of the sharps are so sharp, they're not betting what they really like.
Texans went from, you know, despite their game against the Jacksonville Jaguars, I mean, it did. I'm looking here at your line move. The Texans, it opened at 11, then went to 11.5, then went to 12.5. It even skipped 12, and it's sitting there at 12.5 right now. How do you like? I'm curious how you like this game, because you saw what the Texans did in week one. How much does that play into? They are an unknown team, really, still, for the most part. Do you think there's value in the Texans right now in a potential letdown game with the Cleveland Browns?
Well, the Browns aren't going to let down after losing, you think, do you?
Well, I don't know. They may look at this as an easy walkover game, and they may have one of those situations.
Yeah, but if there's any time that they're not
going to.
They
may be a little flat, is what I'm saying. I think they're going to smash the Texans. But
yeah.
I wonder, from a football standpoint, but I do wonder emotionally if they are a little flat after last week.
And there could be a deflation element. And as you're saying, another way to say flat, in general in the NFL, if there's a good team that loses, they are extra focused, motivated. And that's the thing about the NFL. I'll give you a stat that's unbelievable, is if you look at teams off a bye who are road favorites, over the years, this has been over 60%. Now, this is square stuff if you think about it. The better team off a bye, laying points on the road, that's Squareville, right? Oh, road favorites. It's easy because it always seems short. Oh, they're only laying 2.5. But over 60%. The reason being, off a bye, the better team is not going to overlook the team. And if they just play with focus, they're going to cover a lot of the time. And you know where else that applies? The playoffs. If you take teams over a touchdown favorite in the playoffs, they do exceptionally well. You might think, man, if a team's good enough to make the playoffs, they should be good value getting a touchdown or more. It's not the way it is, because the better team is focused. So to me, knowing how good Stefanski is, how big the expectations are this year, imagine the disaster of going 0-2. I think they're focused. I don't lay doubles in the NFL. That's just it's kind of like a religious thing for me. But if I had to play this one, I'd play the Browns. Okay, now, my turn. This is our quid pro quo here. I'm going to take over a little bit. No, I'm not taking over. I'm just going to ask about a couple games.
Go ahead.
Arizona, Minnesota. Now, obviously, Arizona, shockingly good performance, dominated Tennessee. On the other hand, you got Minnesota off a disappointing loss.
Yeah, so I think this one is going to go over the total, and here's why. Minnesota is a team that is balanced run-pass-wise, where despite Tannehill had a good year in 2020, they're a Derrick Henry team, so they went a lot of zero. They put a lot of men up on the defensive line. Arizona did schematically. I told you I thought they would have some success defensively, and they did. This time against Minnesota, I think because the quarterback and the passing scheme is a little bit different, I think they're more dangerous from a passing attack standpoint. And if they play back a little bit from a coverage standpoint, I do think Dalvin Cook and the running game can get going. I think they'll score. And on the flip side of that, Minnesota's from a secondary standpoint, they made one play on the football last week, one play on the football. Now they're going against a hot quarterback in Kyler Murray, who looks like he's playing his best football potentially, and year three is usually a strong year for young quarterbacks. So I think they crank up the scoring here in this one, and I think this one gets going early. I think 51 is a value. It should be closer to about 53.5. So that's what I like in that one. I think that Minnesota, secondary-wise, is not capable of sticking with Arizona. But I think Arizona's defense, I wouldn't read too much into what happened with Tennessee because Minnesota can scheme you differently.
So you see both these offenses having easy sledding, we'll
I do, and I think Justin Jefferson gets going. After last week's slower week, I think Justin Jefferson's a much bigger factor.
See, I'm a little skeptical of Murray. I know if he doesn't run, and we saw this last year, and like you said, there's a jump year two to three oftentimes, but Murray, when he was hurt, it didn't keep him out of the game, but it kept him from running the ball too much. Really, the performance plummeted. Week one, he didn't run much, still looked great. Boy, that feels like an aberration to me, but you're saying from what you're seeing, you're optimistic.
Yeah, I'm optimistic for this week just because Minnesota doesn't have the secondary. Well, we'll see in the future, but I think there's still value. You got one more for me?
Yeah, one more. And, you know, sometimes it'll be two, three, but I'm interested in Tampa Bay, obviously off the, you know, let's say impressive win, because it was impressive being down in turnovers like that, -3, and still winning the game. That rarely happens. An Atlanta team that just got embarrassed.
So how about this, RJ? Atlanta got blitzed 3 times total against Philadelphia. On the flip side of that, the Todd Bowles defense from Tampa Bay blitzed 50.7% of the time against Dallas Cowboys, who have 3 dangerous wide receivers. So they are going to come after the quarterback. Atlanta could not block 4. They couldn't block 4 against Philadelphia, and now they're going to see a much more ferocious defensive front. I think in the first quarter, they're going to pulverize. Also, it's a matchup issue for Atlanta. Atlanta has big cornerbacks. Isaiah Oliver played in the slot, who is typically an outside cornerback. He's going to have to be matched up against Antonio Brown, who's a great route runner. It is a bad, bad matchup all the way around. They don't have the type of cornerbacks who match up against Antonio Brown, who was red hot last week. And then they can't block 4 up front for Atlanta, and Todd Bowles is going to send the kitchen sink after him from a blitz standpoint. So I think Tampa Bay smothers them early in this game, and I think that's another one. It may seem like a square public play, Tampa Bay over Atlanta, but I think Tampa Bay is a horrible matchup for Atlanta in this one simply because of the schemes and because of the weaknesses.
So why early specifically?
Well, just because I think you're going to see a much more focused effort early on. And so I think they come out of the gate with their playing their best football, Tampa Bay. And I think schematically, they will have already figured out how they can attack Atlanta. So I just think the value is going to be there early on against the number. But I think late game two, I think the whole thing is going to be a bad matchup for Atlanta.
Great stuff.
All right. 944 ESPN 97.5. You can find RJ Bell, pregame.com. At RJ in Vegas on Twitter. Great follow and great information on pregame.com. RJ, as always, we appreciate it, man. We'll talk to you again next week.
Have a good day.
All right. There's RJ Bell right here, ESPN.
What's AJ doing?
97.5 and 92.5.
Look at AJ's face. Look at AJ's face right there. AJ Hoffman, betting MMA. Is he? I want to know if he's picking winners in college football.
He picks winners college basketball. I know that. And MMA winners. I know that. Right now, I picked a winner up. Listen.
How good were the Wagyu
burgers? The Wagyu burgers.
Excellent.
No, I love his tri-blend burgers as well.
I do, too.
I think those are fantastic. You got choices, but I'm telling you, the best burgers that I've ever had are, you'll find at Pete's Fine Meats. I got a taste of the Kobe.
Yeah.
The Kobe steak.
Yeah.
It was unbelievable. Unbelievable.
He has real Kobe steak there.
And then certified. I also picked up the shrimp Diablo.
Yeah.
Yeah. I picked up some Italian sausage. Listen, there's everything that you could possibly need is in one spot. It's Pete's Fine Meats. Michael's unbelievable. He sells eggs and bacon. He makes his they make the bacon there and package the bacon.
Yeah,
it's spectacular.
We had we did pork steaks. He also did. He said, "You ever had pork steaks?" I says, "No." He cut them up for me. I put them in the pressure cooker. I follow a recipe. My wife was blown away. She's like, "I had pulled pork. Basically, it was the same flavor as pulled pork. We got it done in an hour with the perfect cut of pork steak." And Michael was the one who told me, hey, you need to try this. This is what you need to do with that. Having your own butcher, not only do they cut the meat right there in front of you, or can they if you choose to, he can also tell you the best way to cook different things. Like he's been a great mentor for me in learning how to do things that I hadn't done before from a cooking standpoint. So Pete's Fine Meats, Richmond and Chimney Rock, stop in. Get your best meats over at Pete's Fine Meats.
This is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
The Bench!
Tell them again!
The Bench!
Stay tuned for more John and Lance coming up in a few minutes.
Can't wait!
Welcome back to The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. The label Balenciaga, you know it? It's apparently high fashion.
Yeah.
They have
obviously,
a
I know it.
$1,190 pair of sweatpants.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's facing a backlash because apparently you wear them low on your underwear shows.
I've seen this. I've seen this.
And there is a backlash because apparently it's ripping off black culture.
Did that sound like an Onion headline?
It's not an Onion headline. It's true.
I know. It's true.
A husband, a wife.
So they didn't face a backlash for having $1,000 sweatpants? Because my first backlash is, did you say $1,000 sweatpants, my good man?
Yeah. Wife went to pick up her husband who had an incident. Apparently, he was drinking and driving, and he crashed.
Mm-hmm.
So the wife went to pick him up, and unfortunately, she crashed into her husband's car because she was drunk as well.
Mm.
Mm. So this is what happens in Poseyville, Indiana.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, good luck on the insurance front.
Yeah, that seems to be a problem.
We can't find anyone to insure us.
Do you see what's happening here? Apparently, scientists are growing woolly mammoths. You know those...
What do you mean, growing woolly
mammoths?
Well,
they're recreating them, and they are apparently they're going to be re-roaming the Earth by 2027.
I don't see why.
Geneticists. Apparently, they missed the movie, okay? Jurassic Park.
I love how he's come. Like, you know what we need to do more? Is there any way we can get some woolly mammoths, maybe some pterodactyls, and then those robot things, Boston Dynamic, you know, like the robots that can flip around and shoot guns and everything?
Yeah.
Can we get... Why are you making it so easy for us to be knocked into extinction?
Nicki Minaj wasn't at the Met Gala this year.
Yeah.
You see that? Apparently...
Are you going to tell me about what she tweeted about the testicle thing?
Her cousin's friend's testicles were swollen because he got a COVID-19 test, a vaccine rather. The vaccine, she alleges, caused the testicles to swell. Mm-hmm. He has become impotent, and now she can't go to the Met Gala. I don't know why.
You're not sure what any of that means?
Apparently, they had Newberg High School. Newberg High School is in Oregon. Apparently, that high school is investigating a virtual slave trade amongst its students.
Is this an old story, or are we doing this again?
This is another one.
So this is a new virtual slave trade.
Yeah, this came out yesterday.
You know, you didn't get enough the first time. Mm-mm. When the teacher got fired.
Yep.
Tell me about this one, John. Who had this good idea?
Yeah, the students. They did a virtual slave trade of the black students at the school.
Again, so this is not a repeat story.
No, this is another
new one.
This is another good idea.
Oh, man. Good idea.
A drug carrying drone bound for prison, yep, unfortunately missed and landed outside a Virginia school. Do you think that this is that drones are a good idea, since this was a failed attempt to bring drugs into? Would you like to transport your drugs on a drone?
Absolutely.
You would.
Yeah.
It's better.
If I'm a drug dealer and I'm trying to get into prison.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I think I would take a shot with the drone. It's been working before. I've seen it on documentaries before. Why not?
Yeah. I think that, you know what? That's the best way. Who got arrested?
You decided to zone a...
Unfortunately.
You decided to zone a school next to a prison.
Not my fault. Or your drone really sucked.
Probably your drone was way off.
Way off.
Now, I could have been driving that because I'm not so good
with
directions.
You're not good at directions.
There's a chance I could have said, is this a prison? I can't tell on the screen. Eh, let's just drop it.
Yeah. Apparently, a Utah woman, she missed on this one. She lost her hair and her dignity, her confidence, all in a phone scam convincing her to shave her head. What?
My favorite stories.
What?
When dumb people get taken advantage of.
But wait like a minute. This. Who can scam you enough? What would it take to scam you to shave your head in a
well, here's how
phone
they try
conversation
to get me.
With a stranger?
And I'm the only one who answers these all the time because I like messing with them. You could get either Hilton has some kind of special deal for you. There's Hilton's always got that. Maybe you've got your maybe she had to shave her head because she found out her car was almost out of warranty. Because I get those calls
that
a lot.
Does, yeah, that
your car's got out of warranty. Sometimes you get Chinese bank will call you.
Yeah, that often does.
Maybe because, Chinese well, bank told her to shave her
I
head.
I live next to Ping or Pong or whatever.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. Maybe I think that's the reason. Charlie Polillo is next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. He'll have a good show for you.
Zero chance Charlie's trying to mule drugs into a prison. No chance. He would not do that.
No, I can't see Charlie.
Most likely to try that at the station. Dell?
Probably Andrew Tyler? Carlson.
Andrew Carlson?
Yeah, he's probably. I would see that. He looks like a nice guy, and he probably is a guy that would try to mule drugs into a
because you can't because you don't expect
no one expected
you don't expect
no
it. Like Tyler with that beard he'd get checked
oh no
yeah they check him
absolutely
they check him
yeah they won't let him say
wait there's Dell no that's not racist to say that Dell it's a guess because people tell you to do things like your dad says take me here take me there
the black guy's gonna mule drugs in okay
no he's the producer. He's just the easiest to take a shot at. I knew he'd hear us somehow. I knew somewhere he was listening to us because he always has us on his phone.
I know.
Like he always listens to us on the app because he loves the show so much.
I know.
Texas Custom Patios. I love the work that they do so much. I've sent them to a lot of you. They've had great business from the time that I've been speaking from. And it's not because of me, it's just because I make you aware of their website. And then you see the before and after shots, and you're like, whoa, if they can do it for them, they can do that for me, especially when you see the before shots. There's some houses that it's nothing special in the backyard, and then what they make is really, really special. And it's the materials they use. It's the workmanship, the craftsmanship they do. Building a patio for you is going to have such a huge impact on your quality of life that it's something you really need to consider. I considered it. And I'm glad I made the decision to do that back in 2016. It was a great move for me and for my family. And it can be for you as well. Live your best life with a great patio from TexasCustomPatios.com. That's TexasCustomPatios.com.
Will you learn the same lesson? I think they got it all wrong. We just got to hold on. And on and on and on. Because we're going to be.
Bye, bitch.
ESPN 97.5.
I assumed you knew.